Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey. Today we're going to talk about the importance of setting intention for your quiet time. As with all things, there's a time and a place. But until recently, I really didn't understand the importance of setting intention into my daily quiet routine. I've spent many hours in meditation, and while I would always set time aside each and every day, sometimes I would get hijacked by my thoughts and never really reach that awe-inspiring time of enlightenment and uplifted energy that I was searching for. While any quiet time can be a time for release and recharging, or just for sorting out our thoughts and feelings, I found that it is much more beneficial to be clear about the intent of your time in solitude, especially when it's so hard sometimes to find that time. Recognizing that being alone with your thoughts to access and deal with a situation or feelings requires a whole different mindset and can actually be a block in reaching your true meditative state. What is your intention in your quiet time? Are you looking to align with peace and reflection or relaxation? Are you looking to find clarity and focus or to release stress and indecision? Sometimes a quiet walk in the forest or along the beach can be more in line with the clearing of energy that we really need to shake off the events of the day. Walking out in the grass and getting grounded and feeling more in tune. Physical exercise can be very helpful at breaking up and moving that energy out. A time of reflection is a time for self, a time for self-care, self-discovery, and to get clarity of mind. If your mind is filled with indecision and chatter, it's much harder to find the clarity and peace that meditation can offer. Once you've dealt with and cleared away the energies, quieted your mind, it is much easier to go deep within and experience the peace and clarity that meditation brings. While this can be part of your pre-meditation process, setting time aside each day or several times a day just to clear the chatter and energy can be very uplifting. It's like resetting your energy levels back to the balance. And you can do this a few times a day. And don't just wait until you get so off balance that you reach your tipping point or feeling of overwhelm. Turning this time into an actual ritual can help the body to relax and you can let go within just a few breaths. This can be the cue that you use to let your body and mind know that it's time to release and then enter that calm state. It doesn't take long until your body just knows what it is you're asking it to do. While both reflection and meditation can be extremely important aspects in finding the balance in your life, if you are finding that you can't quiet the mind and really get relaxed into your meditation, try incorporating some additional time into the practice, allowing your thoughts to come to the surface so you can at least acknowledge that there is something you need to deal with. Make a written or mental note that you can come back to and deal with it at a scheduled time. That way your mind can release it until you want or have the time to really give it the focus that it needs. Be sure to be true to yourself and follow through on any promises that you make to yourself to do that. You will find that your mind will respond positively to your request once you create that dialogue and you actually stand true to it. Your time is precious, and your personal well-being is very important to give personal, purposeful attention to. I encourage you to take time every day to intentionally honor your mind, body, and spirit so it can function clearly and effectively. Put the plan in place, set the intention, so you can achieve the desired outcome.
Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.